Dr. Julie Galthorpe talking about screen time, the effects it's having on your children. And, you know, we see it all the time. I'm sure you, when you're out, Julie, when I'm out, or Elena's out, we see it all the time. We're guilty of it, too. And it's just that, you know, I notice it at the restaurant. Now that if I'm on a patio or indoors, I've noticed it for years. Even when couples, see, it might be their date night, they're continuously looking at their phone.
Oh, that, like maybe they're checking their kids.
And we're not surprised about the effects of the screen with the physical and the mental and the behavior. I'm not surprised by this recent study.
Yeah, I don't think it is surprising. I think that the amount of time might be surprising for people, because that 75-minute mark for girls and 104-minute mark for boys, those are a lot lower when you think about how long the games are that people are playing and kids are playing. And I think, you know, Sean, what you just touched on in terms of being in restaurants and seeing people on their phones is that lack of self-regulation, right? Where it's like, okay, I'm not going to focus on the person who's in front of me. I'm so preoccupied by this, or I need this constant stimulation that I can't just sit for a moment and be engaged. Or if I'm not engaged with someone, just be, you know, content with the surroundings that I'm in. I have to be distracted, you know, by something else. Like I have to have this constant,
Julie,
you know, they say chronic stimulation.
Julie, let's be fair, though, to people. In the U.S., the creators of Reels, Instagram, are paying out $1.5 billion to video creators to create content that engage and encourage people to be on it and to scroll. So there's a real science and financial push to create content that makes people be addicted to stay on it, to look on it, to scroll on it, to check on it, to be on it. And there's that word algorithm that's a scientific actual mechanism that creates a need in your brain to want to look and scroll. So it's really hard, actually, to not be on it. It's not that easy.
Yeah, it's addictive. It's like a drug. Now, what about during the summer months and COVID? What kind of, effects has that had now with students going back to school, too, in the next month?
Yeah, I completely agree with Orlena that there is no judgment on this at all. And it is set up to be addictive. Like if you all think about what comes up on your feed, it's things that are geared to you. So for me, I have a constant feed of therapy things, clinical thoughts I have. And I did not sign up for any of this stuff.
Yeah.
It just flows in, veganism, all of those things. So, you know, and I'm sure if we went to each of us, it would be, you know, different things, but things that are geared to keep us pulled in. So for kids, certainly this has been a challenge. And people have done what they needed to manage kids at home full time. What I would say, though, during that period of time, parents were describing to me many behavioral issues with their kids. And since things have opened up and their kids have been able to be around other children and engage with others, be outdoors, even going to summer camps, those behaviors have come down. So one dad told me that his 10-year-old is so excited to go to day camp that she's up and ready before him. And he thought that would never happen. But kids want that. They want to be engaged. But we have to create those opportunities and set those boundaries around the screen time for them so that happens. We have to help them pull away from those games or those algorithms, as Orlena, you mentioned.
Yeah.
All right.
It's hard.
Thank you for this. Anything else you want to get in? Just, you know, self-regulate. But it's hard as a teenager. I get that. But
Yeah.
It is. I would say, though, you know, that age, that 13 to 15, you want to address it before that starts. So it's really important to set things up early in a family. So be proactive. Get those good habits early. When kids are young, get them involved in organized sports or music or art, things that interest them. And do family activities other than sitting watching screens together or playing video games. And I'm sure listeners have other good ideas. But the point is you need to establish a family routine that includes activity. And that's for you as the adults as well as the kids.
Thank you for this morning. Happy anniversary, 24th year. And
thank you so much.
I want to get this in. Your husband, Eric, when you have a coffee with him after the break here, can you kind of just give them the heads up that quit sending me personalized meal plans, your food coach, amazing recipes to help those with plant-based vegan kind of diet. So.
I think his is better than some of the stuff I used to forward to when I would get spam, and I would forward
to them. Well, you tell your husband I'm a roast beef and meat and potatoes guy. Yeah, do you know what I mean?
He's just thinking of your health, Sean. He wants you around a long time.
Yeah, well, I like my roast beef and gravy.
All right.
Okay, I'll pass that on.
Yeah, thank you, and appreciate your time here this morning. Dr. Julie Galthorpe this morning on Wednesdays joins us. Let's go to Miller now in the News Center.
Good morning.